Do you know that you can lend your cryptocurrencies to someone and earn a great interest out of it? This is not exactly staking, but this is something different and it can be called as lending of cryptocurrencies. You can earn more than 10-15% returns on your cryptocurrencies by lending them to reliable platforms. And BlockFi and Celsius are two such reliable crypto lending platforms. Let's begin. What is crypto lending and how BlockFi and Celsius can help you, and what are the rate of returns for Bitcoin and Ethereum on these platforms of BlockFi and Celsius? Now, firstly, there are two ways to lend your cryptocurrencies. The first one is with the help of DeFi, that is decentralized finance, which is a decentralized way of doing it. Just by the literal meaning you can understand, but the other one is a centralized way of doing it. And here comes centralized institutions or platforms which take cryptocurrencies from you and give you interest in return. And two such reliable cryptocurrency centralized lending platforms are BlockFi and Celsius. Now, before we understand how BlockFi and Celsius work, let me tell you a story of BitConnect. BitConnect was one such crypto lending platform which failed miserably, and in the end, it turned out to be a scam. Now, we need to know what went wrong in the case of BitConnect so that we can understand what is right in the case of BlockFi and Celsius and why you should lend there and not in any such platform like BitConnect. BitConnect promised to all its users that it has got a terrific robot working for it, which has all the algorithms fit for it, and it will never fail in doing the trading of cryptocurrencies. And by that way, the users will always be given a healthy return, a healthy interest in return, right? But that was not the reality. The reality was something else. Platform of BitConnect relied on the inflows which were coming to their platform to give the outflows. So if there are a lot many funds coming into the system, it is possible to give a lot many funds out of the system as well. But at a certain point, if the inflow is disrupted, then the outflow will also be disrupted. And this is the main cause of most of the scams, not only in the cryptocurrency world, but most of the scams which happen in the financial world. The outflow does not equal to the inflow at some point, and that is the reason why such scams occur. Now, how is BlockFi and Celsius doing it differently, and how do we know that it will not turn out to be a BitConnect 2.0? So BlockFi and Celsius are relying on a system called as security lending. Security lending is when fund houses create short-term loans of its assets and give it to somebody else and earn an interest out of it. And then incrementally, they increase the returns for their investors. Robinhood is one such platform which uses this system of security lending to give a good return, and that is how Robinhood actually functions free of cost for its users. So this is the principle of Robinhood, and that is how they earn their revenue out of this entire system, right? The same what Robinhood did for stocks and for equity, the same has been done by BlockFi and Celsius in cryptocurrency. So BlockFi and Celsius make short-term loans of the assets which are there, the cryptocurrencies which are there on the platform of BlockFi and Celsius, they make short-term loans of it and they give it to someone else and earn interest out of it, which is passed on to the investors and the users, right? So this is a very reliable, and this system is actually named as rehypothecation, which is a very legitimate way of doing things. Now, what are the returns which you should expect when you are lending your cryptos on these platforms of BlockFi and Celsius? Let's talk about BlockFi first. The returns are given a nomenclature called as APY, which is the annual percentage yield. Now, if you are lending around 0 to 0.25 Bitcoin on the platform of BlockFi, you get a APY of 4%. That is the annual percentage yield. But if you are lending 0.25 to 5 Bitcoin, anything in between, you get an APY of 1.5%. And if you are lending more than 5 BTC, that is more than 5 Bitcoin, you get an APY of 0.25%. In the case of Ethereum, it is different. If you are lending 0 to 5 Ethereum, anything in between, you get an APY of 4%. The returns in the case of Celsius are more as compared to BlockFi. So let's talk about Celsius. If you lend up to 1 BTC on the platform of Celsius, you get an APY of 6.2%. And if you lend 0 to 100 Ethereum, anything in between, on this system of Celsius, you get an APY of around 5.5%. If you want an additional 0.5% on these returns, you will be paid in the cryptocurrency or the token of CEL, CEL, that is the in-house crypto token of the platform of Celsius. So in that case, you can approach around 7% in the case of Bitcoin and around 6% in the case of Ethereum on this platform of Celsius. Your cryptocurrency returns from these platforms will increase if you go for Litecoin, Ripple, Polkadot, and various other cryptocurrencies. So it can go up to 10 to 15% per year as well, depending on the amount of cryptocurrency that you are lending on these platforms. All these details are given on the websites of BlockFi and Celsius. You can check that out and make a decision, a sound decision for yourself.